Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show. Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
According to the official narrative, COVID-19 was first discovered as a pneumonia outbreak in the city of Wuhan on December 31st of 2019. And it wasn't until January 9th of 2020 when this supposed mystery virus was officially diagnosed as a novel coronavirus. Operation Warp Speed began on May 15th of 2020 to facilitate and accelerate the development of COVID-19 vaccines. Of the companies receiving research funding, the one responsible for the mRNA vaccine was Moderna. But we know that none of this checks out. We now know that Anthony Fauci used NIH funds to create a novel coronavirus capable of directly infecting humans. And we also know that Moderna has been working with Fauci's NIH on the mRNA COVID vaccine since December of 2019. Born in 2010 as Mode RNA Therapeutics, they were criticized for their radical specialty of mRNA biohacking that transforms human cells into drug factories, and later changed their name to Moderna. With a reputation for losing top talent and keeping investors in the dark due to dangerous, unpredictable side effects, Moderna somehow became Big Pharma's golden unicorn. They went public in December of 2018 with the largest ever IPO in the biotech industry. Without even having a safe, effective product, they blew up faster than Uber. And a year later, before COVID-19 ever made headlines, Moderna was working with Fauci's NIH outsourcing redacted challenge studies, where subjects are deliberately infected with the Fauci-funded Wuhan lab-made coronavirus and treated with Moderna's experimental gene therapy. And as fate would have it, the massive investment in Moderna paid off. Operation Warp Speed brought Moderna's COVID-19 payoff to just under $2.5 billion. And actual sales to the U.S. alone is already over $15 billion. There does not seem to be any breakthrough science. The mRNA shots are still proving to be as unpredictable and deadly as experts have been saying for years. And we now officially know that the shot is permanently changing the person's DNA. And yet, people are still lining up to get the shot. Thanks to media and Big Pharma. And thanks to the self-proclaimed philanthropists who fund the media and Big Pharma. The ones who call themselves the Good Club. The ones who met in 2009 to discuss how to save the world and how overpopulation was a major priority. How much more evidence do we need before we collectively realize that this entire thing is a scam? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Is a scam. It just went live. The latest bomb to destroy tyranny from the great Greg Reese, now live at band.video and freeworldnews.tv. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Fortunę tanto buonera, si bilanci posso celis, fortuna vivi buonera, su...
It's Friday, June 25th, the year is 2021.
The information war, it's Alex Jones.
And here is the archetypal puppet of the globalist, unable to even talk when he's not rubbing a child, now whispering like a demon into the microphone.
Relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential.
I wrote the bill on the environment. Pay them more.
This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening?
So we are literally seeing the fraud that stole the election insanely shutting down the economy for a year and a half with his deep state, or even got in, and now saying, I gave you consequential money. You get $1,600 twice a year, which won't even pay for your rent. Aren't you lucky? I control you. It's all that sick idea of I need to control somebody. I need to be in charge. All right. We have several great guests with us. Maj Toure is Black Guns Matter, doing an incredible job. I've seen some of his work, was blown away by him in studio yesterday. He was gracious enough to stay with us today. And, of course, somebody I've known well the last few months, exposing the FBI false flag that was January 6th, Jeremy Brown. I haven't even played the clip yet of him recording them saying something big's coming up, big in January. We need you to infiltrate this. So, guys, you really hit it off during that last five-minute break while I played that Greg Reese report that just broke. Where should we start with the false flag that General Flynn's warning about, claiming anybody that's pro-gun, pro-America is a white supremacist, as if anybody's buying that? Or should we get into Biden? Should we get into the Second Amendment? Should we get into CNN panicking that record numbers of black Americans are buying guns, which I love? This is an exciting time. Where should we start?
Well, first and foremost, I think the first place that we start is making sure that we're recognizing that all these things are interconnected, you know, and knowing, you know, and that grand chessboard, it creates a space where, hey, we'll set this move up over here. And if you forget after a while, oh, we'll come right back to that. We got to remember that all of these things are interconnected. So when you're pushing for a bunch of black people that are buying guns because urban America is waking up, then you get some massive overreaching anti-gun bills. Fortunately, you know, even with the 9-0 ruling with the Supreme Court saying no, thank you for this disrespect for the Fourth Amendment, you have to remember that those things are connected. If we can get through your privacy and we can get you to stop talking and we can get you to not have the means to defend yourself, especially targeting black communities first, that's all connected.
And by the way, I don't say this is some SJW, like, oh, poor black people. It's true.
Yeah.
Why do the globalists have a particular love of depopulating, disarming black people? Because I agree. Black folks start waking up, becoming free, buying guns. The left goes crazy. I feel good because criminals, whether they're white or black, are going to own guns anyways and use them wrong. I love black people buying guns. I mean, I got my concealed carry from a black guy. I mean, why are people afraid of that? I feel good.
They're afraid because the vast majority of the people aren't afraid.
That's right.
The vast majority of the puppets and their puppeteers, those people are absolutely afraid. It's like a guy that can manipulate a bunch of women because he's actually not a strong dude. He's actually a lame. The lames, I call them powers. There's nothing worse than a coward with power. Right. And so these guys that are in the actual minority, those guys are afraid. But the general public feels more safe, feels more I'm accountable for my life and my defense. That's the thing that we got to make sure that we create that distinction.
Well, then the next step is this. After we wake them up on an individual, we do this. They want to divide us and we say, hey, I'm a white supremacist, right? Mm. But yet I offer my skill set to your group.
Right.
You know, we bring white and black together.
Right.
Because, see, we are the same people, right? Take out your knife, cut yourself, and see what color you bleed, right? We're all in this together. They're coming for all of us. They just think that they can manipulate black people more first and harder.
And then Trump got triple the votes. That panicked them. So what happens next?
What happens next is the reality that they are coming. When you ever try to, like, catch an animal and it's very, very cornered, they're very, very dangerous. Right now, they're cornered. And that doesn't mean we let up on liberty or unity or things of that nature. That means we double down on what our actual standards are. We're honest about these things. There's nothing wrong with you being if you're a gay man, cool, that's your thing. But I'm allowed to be a straight man, too. I'm allowed to be a gun owner. I'm allowed to hold public, you know, so-called officials accountable for their actions. That's the thing that we got to double down on.
I agree. How do we get on the offense to let the left know we're awake and aren't buying their BS?
Speak out.
Yeah,
I mean, I keep going back to this. These school board meetings, yeah. These city council meetings, people are letting the mini tyrants, the mini me's of tyranny. They're letting them know, and you can see these cowards. I mean, they don't even know how to react. I think the one school board literally they just got up and walked off
right.
from their platform seats. Right, you notice how they build the platforms up high so they can look down on.
And notice they allow the left to speak at first, knowing they would manipulate the parents. And I'm not against the parents. I'd have got mad, too. Now we know they're trying to make us mad.
Right, but this is what they do, Alex. So I did, when during my congressional campaign, I attended one of these delegations, right? Yeah. You know when they schedule them? A Monday.
Yeah,
at
when
10
everybody's at work.
When we're at work, right?
Right.
When those who don't need the government are out working hard for their families, for their communities, and all the leftists are there. The room's full of leftists with their pet project, everything that's like $250,000 project, right? So they know what they're doing,
right?
And then they can claim, oh, well, nobody showed up to tell us. No one spoke out.
Here's another angle that I want people to really understand, and I'm saying this from a place of unity and understanding. There has been racial hatred stoked in America by the media by design. With that being the case, one of the most, and this is more for the suburban, if you happen to identify, using their term, as white, right? You have to make sure that you're putting the effort in and saying, okay, I see where the divide is. I have to make sure that my neighbor that may happen to be African American, my neighbor that may happen to be Mexican American, I'm making sure that I'm creating that bond and creating that neighborhoodly thing because that goes.
I totally agree because they use the separation to create the fear.
Correct. And by breaking that, when you run across the person, you're like, oh, man, that guy was, like, super nice. Then when that media spin comes, your point of reference, your lived experience is now, nah, I know he's from urban America, but nah, that dude's, like, super nice. You have those barriers up, you know, or those filtration systems to weed through a lot of the foolishness.
They want us to focus on the fact, on our differences,
yes.
Not our likenesses.
When we're all under attack by globalists.
That's right.
That are poisoning us with a vaccine,
right.
With GMO, with 5G. We should all come together.
They want us to say, they want me to look at you and go, oh, you can't hang out with him. He likes rap music.
Right.
Maybe you like country music.
Never mind the fact that I listen to classical music all the time.
But see, they put in my mind.
Right.
They don't want me to look at him and be like, I bet he's a father.
Right.
Who loves his kids.
Right.
Who mows his yard.
Right.
When he has people over so that his house looks nice.
So they want disunity. How do we have unity? Not under their leftist control. Because they want to terrorize us, make us unify under their control. How do we unify outside their control?
Expanding the exposing that contradiction to the maximum degree. So when you have, there's a great meme of a picture of Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. And under it says stereotypes. They're amazing. Only one of these people is a convicted felon. Now, it's not Snoop. Now, the reality is that's not an attack on Martha Stewart or anybody or any ethnicity.
That's a good point.
The point is that contradiction is there. The thing that you've been told to receive as fact isn't. Most times, especially if it comes off of MSM or corporatized media, and we have to recognize that and find those little pockets of unity that we can create, and that breaks that over time.
I totally agree, but General Flynn warns, and I agree, they've pre-programmed a false flag.
Yeah.
How do we stop the coming false
flag?
You
cannot stop it.
Yep.
It's not a stop. It's like a wave, like we talked about yesterday. You're not going to stop it. Embrace it and be prepared for it. Some things are inevitable. evil wants.
So they're gonna shoot up and blow up a black church.
Yeah.
Or a cop. They're gonna kill like 300 black people, mm-hmm. and then say I did it. I'm gonna be sitting here on Monday morning like I'm being blamed for this. How do I counter that?
But Alex, we defeat it by knowing
right.
that it was after the fact.
Right.
See here, no, here, and you're part of this, right? September 11th, ladies and gentlemen, was a false flag. Correct. It was an inside job. All right. You don't believe me? Look into it. But from September 11th until 2007 is how long it took me to learn that.
Mm.
Right. But now what do we see? January 6th, ladies and gentlemen, was an inside job.
Mm.
Now, how long has it taken it to right. get exposed?
A few months.
Right. So right. what we're doing is we're condensing that right. awaken time. Right.
right.
And that's how we defeat them. So if everyone is looking for the false flag, it right. doesn't work.
The beauty of that is it's no different than with this so-called vaccine. The reality is the reason why they're going so hard is because even especially in urban America, we're seeing black that's people right. going like, nah, bro, I'm not taking that.
That's right.
They're trying to pay LeBron to take it. Pay the yeah, come out. The reality.
Stay there. Let's talk about it.
Wow.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
On air 27 years, and I know when the mission is nearing completion, and it makes me like really breathe hard because there's a new world ahead of this, and I hope to still be here after it's done. I'll never commit suicide, but by that I mean I can tell this is the big one, folks. This is the big final takedown of America. I hope it doesn't succeed. We're all in a lot of danger, and all these idiots that go along with the evil, I feel so sorry for them because they're going to be destroyed as well. We got Maj Toure here. We also have Jeremy Brown here, two smart guys, a Black Guns Matter and a former Green Beret and Patriot who the feds tried to infiltrate January 6th and do a setup going back to the or this moment. Mr. Toure, what would you call this moment we're in? And Mr. Brown, what would you call this moment we're in? Because I can feel the energy, not just intellectually, but spiritually, the energy's never been this strong.
The moment is we're at the Planck scale in quantum physics. On the lowest amount of where you can
get. Max Planck.
Right. When you get to that point, it's just choices, and it bubbles up into the physical reality. Then you have physics and physical laws. We're at that tipping point where it turns into which direction are we going to go? We're all made of the same stuff. The direction that we're going to go and creating that physical
reality. Well, that's heavy. So it's all primordial right now.
Yep. And we make the decision to make it bubble up. But you do that. Like you were saying, by speaking out about it, and the word became flesh.
Right.
Created.
Exactly. If we don't speak out, we submit to whoever did speak.
Right. Right. And your silence is an acceptance. No, thank you. My quiet about it, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King said there comes a time when silence becomes betrayal. We cannot betray ourselves to our own liberty.
I agree. I know all these men that are tougher than I. Better look at them every day. They sit there and play the system like they're smart. Mm-hmm. They make me so mad.
Yeah.
Because they sit on the fence.
Right. And I would describe this as the crescendo, right? Mm-hmm. We're coming into the final act. We're where all the heroes and the villains, they've all set up all the characters. You know, the drama is building, and now we're about to see, does the good guy win in the end? Mm-hmm. In Hollywood, they make the good guy win in the end, which is kind of weird. But in real life, I don't know. If the
sometimes it takes generations of good guys losing.
Yeah. Hey, look. We
might get sucked under into 1,000 years of slavery.
The American Revolution, we were getting our butts kicked the whole time
right.
until the end.
But George Washington persevered.
And George Washington and those guys were able to say, for my future.
Right.
I'm a coward if I don't do anything for my future and my children's future. Again, that baton. We have to stay the course. I have a different take. I don't think there's the bad guy wins. I think the bad guy knows how to slow up time and stop the inevitable, which is.
Yeah. Well, Satan sends a beast with wrath because he knows his time is short.
Mm hmm. Well, in any operation.
Talk about. Go ahead.
In any operation, we say the enemy has a vote. You can have the best plan in the whole wide world, but the enemy has a vote,
right?
Meaning their actions can change. And I think that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the move counter move, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. The globalists have a plan. Satan has a plan. But our actions shift that plan, right? It's like shifting the flow of water, right? You put some sand there and it goes that way.
Right.
And so we can't do nothing. Right. And I get emails from 70-year-old women who ask me, well, what can I do?
Yeah.
Right? Well, we can all do something. The saying doesn't say evil prospers when good does this specific thing.
Right.
No, I agree. I want to expand on that, Mr. Brown. So what are you saying, Maj, about this time in history? You were trying to say that.
this time in history is actually a repeat of all that we're in those histories. If we are in this simulation, our choices affect the simulation. So our choices and decisions that we make, making that quantum physical reality, and we make the decision individually and collectively. If we actually agree that we're all interconnected, and I believe, and I have to say believe, I believe that we are. And if we are, our decisions, based on how we view the world, based on the information that we receive, that's why the opposition, the minority of lower level, lower dwelling energies, the minority, they're hate. Hate moves faster, but love is more powerful. That's the reason why they go so hard to make sure that this information, this wavelength, this vibe, this vibration is not, is subdued. So we make that decision by collectively making that decision individually and collectively to shift that paradigm in our direction.
I totally agree with you because that's what I've seen.
I mean, we're saving the world by taking an action.
Right.
And it's an action, whatever it is, whatever your action is, whether it's speaking out, whether it's writing letters, whether it's you're going on media shows, whether it's...
Because there's not just evil in the universe, but right. God wants That's to right. see us put ourselves in that position to make the decision.
I mean, if you know how to grow a garden, teach your neighborhood how to grow a garden, yeah. and then start your own little collective.
Because that really, the message I keep getting is, like, you want to save your family, save the world. You've got to get back to the earth. You've got to become self-sufficient. Is that the message you get?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to be. That's the difference between conservatism and liberalism. Conservative and that ideology, based on the actual definition, mm-hmm. right? You change yourself, you become better for the world. The world becomes better. The liberal agenda is let's use the state to force people.
Right.
The problem with that is it influences and restricts individual liberty. So for us, as having more of a conservative, respectable, freedom-based liberty, hey, those are your freedoms and your liberties, these are mine over here, we're going to change internally, change our children, change our neighbor, show our neighbor how to grow a little bit of food, and then before you know it, the price of cabbage changes.
Right.
Because everybody in a 10-block...
Because when we all become producers,
right.
we become rich, we're not slaves.
Right. Right.
When they know that if they can keep us ignorant...
Yeah.
Then they can go out on national television like the president and make claims like, well, you know, the Bill of Rights has never been absolute from the very beginning. No.
Right. Incorrect.
In fact, it was in there to be absolute. Right. Like that's right. it.
Let me ask you this, guys, because I used to get tears in my eyes maybe like once a year on air. I'm getting it every day now. Do you feel the force of humanity's will rising against
yes.
evil? Like humanity feels the attack.
Right.
Well, I would say you're a much more positive individual than I am. Right. Because.
Yes.
I mean, and maybe it's the basis of I fear war because I lived in war. I don't want what's coming to happen because I know how horrible it is. I've lost so many friends in war. And sadly, I think that is the mindset of most of the guys that I know. My friends, a good buddy of mine, I'm like, I really need to talk to you. And you know what his response was? I'm not leaving my family.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even tell him what I wanted to talk to about.
Yeah.
But he knows what I mean, he knows where my mind is. We were roommates in Special Fortress, and that was his response.
They're already shaken up.
Right. Yeah.
Guess what? They're going to take his family. They're going to take his family.
And we all know that, but we hate war so much. And see, they're lucky that we hate war so much, or it would already be
over. Exactly. And all these wimps want to play at war.
Right.
But they have no idea.
Here's the balance.
Mark Miller.
And I know we're about to go into a break. Here's the balance. The balance is what Krishna told Arjuna on the battlefield in the Bhagavad Gita. And we only got a few seconds left. In that story, Krishna shows Arjuna the visual of the war against of evil coming, shows that it's already done. You have to pick up your mantle and you have to do it, or the very nature of who you are will force you to do it and you'll just suffer right. the entire way. We have to act.
Explain that when you come back, because that's heavy. You're absolutely right. All right, it is the good or down or wrong. It is the battle of the gods. Straight ahead.
All that evil men in towers need to flourish is that good men do nothing.
well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globals are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best you'll ever on that. And, of course, Bio, true selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation. And we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have: your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And Mashu Ray in studio now, ahead of the war room. So, I can feel the energy of humanity rising to the challenge of the globalist contest. Mr. Brown and then Mr. Touré, what is the globalist endgame? If we gave them full power, if we submitted to their will, if we bowed and became slaves of this world system, what is their goal?
Well, I say this a lot, and you have to first realize that they're all under the power of Satan, ultimately, whether they call it that or whatever. And we know what Satan's plan is: to destroy the creation. Okay. And so if you look at the Georgia Guidestones, it has 500 million. But, you know, once they get to 500 million, they'll tell 100 million, you know, we don't really need those other 400 million. And then he'll say, oh, well, we don't need it. And the ultimate goal of Satan is to be down to two people left.
Yeah.
He'll convince one to murder the other one and the last one to commit suicide.
You just released the main transmission. That's it right there.
I mean, that's the plan.
That's the reality.
Because God literally told me, as did you, that's the plan of Satan.
Yeah.
And God gave us the plan to counter it.
The reality is, remember the movie where Heath Ledger played the Joker?
Yeah.
In the beginning of the movie, he did exactly that. He had a bunch of guys, and they were going to rob the bank. And nobody knew who the Joker guy was. And he was like, oh, and this guy on the roof shot that guy. His plan was to shoot this guy. And his plan was to go down here and you got to shoot this guy. And I don't know where this Joker guy's at. And then stand right here. And then a bus came in and knocked the last dude off. And the last guy was the actual Joker. The Joker in the movie also, the statement was, Alfred told Batman, some people just want to see the world burn.
Yep.
He has no interest. I don't care about the money. I don't care about, he burnt a half a mountain of money. The reality is that's the agenda. So when it's talking about what they, okay, let's, and they say it, the population control to this, the vaccine to this so-called vaccine, to get it down to, I win because I took out. But we have a play in that. Again, like you said, we're the opposition to them. We get a vote. We get a mass.
But you're right. So if they're the Joker, who are we?
Oh, absolutely, Batman. Absolutely, Batman. When we need to be. We're Batman when we need to be. At a certain point, we don't need Batman to show up. We need Bruce Wayne and his resources and his mind. And at certain times, I have to be Bane because of the fact that I have to put on this mantle of you are unjustified. And going to the thing we were talking about before the break. At a certain point in the story of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was an archer. He lost his way. He lost his focus. Krishna materializes the Godhead to carry his arrows for him in his archer's bucket. And Krishna's teachings up until that point was empathy for all, including the enemies. But the reality was Krishna told Arjuna, listen, your teachings of empathy were only up until this point. The reality is now the enemies of good are coming and they don't have this dilemma that you have. You're not picking up your mantle because you're afraid and you're using empathy to not fight in the war. And he shows them a vision. Hey, these enemies of good are already dead and life is already connected. You can pick up your mantle and do what you need to do, or the very essence of who you are will force you to do it and you'll just suffer.
And that's my frustration because I feel like killing these people. But I don't want to give in to how they'll spin that. Like, who do I kill? I don't want to kill anybody, but they're attacking us. My body's like, kill these people.
Well, I mean, I think it ends like the way V for Vendetta ends.
Yes.
Right? We're going to all come together at some point.
Yeah.
Whatever part of us is left at that point will all be the same, marching on the powers that be.
Right.
And good always wins, but not all of us are going to get out of this struggle alive on this planet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, none of us get out of life alive, so we should all be in it together.
And right? the beauty of that is just knowing that life isn't limited to this physical shell.
Yeah.
Life isn't. So this.
Oh, the spirit's definitely real. I say it's real.
It's legit. And I just.
So there's no more fear once you get there.
Right. Right. Fear of what? False evidence appearing real. I'm good with it.
Because it's literally not what color we are. It's what our spirit is.
What are we doing with that animated spirit that's in the shell casing? Those are the questions and the choices. When you have those internal conversations with self, legit. Am I being a coward right now? Am I being brave right now? Do I know how to move different? Am I ignorant? Having those legitimate conversations with self and that higher self, that Godhead, those are the things that we have to start focusing on.
Right. And we're all here for a reason.
Right.
I mean, if I told you my life story over the last 10 years, it's not pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, I struggled. Mm-hmm. I literally had moments where I wanted to end it.
You shouldn't.
And we all have had dark times.
Mm.
Everyone I talk to is like, man, I feel like I'm prepared for this moment.
I'll tell you what's crazy is about both Jeremy Brown and Maj Touré. I feel like it's how the universe, like I've known you guys forever. That's why, like, I'm like, this is, I mean, eventually they said, what did Jones take Molly when Maj Touré was like her crying? No, I'm totally upset yesterday. I feel like I'm not doing it to fight this. And then I met you and I felt so good.
Thank you. I'm humbled.
It's real.
Yeah, it is real.
They're about to kill a bunch of people.
No, they're killing them now.
Right. They are with the thing.
I mean, and this is what I like to tell guys.
We've got
to
defeat them.
We've got to defeat them. And I'm
telling you, everything's coming together right now. And I'm just glad you guys are here right now because you can feel it. The enemy's about to hit us.
Well, and
then everything's over, folks. All the games, the movies, the TV shows, the BS. It's all over, man. It's world government killing everybody. And I didn't want, I always knew this was coming. And now we're here.
Well, and Einstein knew it. He said that, you know, his favorite quote was, I don't know how to fight the third world war, but I know the fourth one will be with sticks and stones. And you know what? Maybe this is what we need. Mm. Right? Maybe we need to be returned back to our original state where we have our homesteads and we take care of our families.
That's what happens.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, and maybe that's our fabulous reset. We'll call it the fabulous reset. How about that?
The beauty of it is technology will still exist. The human experience will still be here,
but we'll hate it.
Or maybe,
yeah.
Or maybe the reason why there's so much suicide and death is because we're chasing these artificial realities, right, that aren't actually beneficial. Now, don't get me wrong. Technology is great. It's advanced humanity for some time, but too much of anything is a trap.
Well, it's a Trojan horse.
Yeah. That Trojan horse of, oh man, this is great. Oh yeah, this is great. But now, do you want to live every single portion of your life sitting down in front of a camera, in front of a screen? Do you want that? Do you want
to? That's what I'm saying. It's the will to defeat this, and then meeting folks like you that are ready to defeat it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and we have no choice. I love my family too much. And even if the school system or whatever has twisted their mind against me, it doesn't change my love for them.
Mm.
And if I have to continue to fight outside of their view, then that's what I'll do. That's what I've always done.
Right.
Not one time did I ever take my children to Iraq, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, or any of these places, but I was fighting for them.
Mm.
And that's what we're doing now.
That's where I'm at. Fighting for the next generation. It's like, I just want to protect my family. And then I love everybody.
The love is returned, and the love is what will drive us forward. That love and that passion for humanity, that's the power.
Let me tell you why I know I'm just about to get mad. I literally have 50 times the discernment and power I ever had now.
Mm.
It's like just...
And you have the platform.
But I'm saying something big's about to happen.
Right.
Because it's like big now.
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful.
And I've heard you say that you have way more listeners now. That's not by that's not by coincidence, right? Yeah.
Oh, it's exponential. It's what I'm saying is, it's not just, it's all of us. They're about to, like, I don't know, nuclear war. I don't know. It's bad, folks. We got to get ready. We got to get next to Christ.
And we got
to
get ready. We got to prepare.
It's coming. I'm telling you, I can feel it. It's 100 times anything I ever felt.
It's what you're talking about is what I call a beautiful ugly. It's beautiful in the synchronicity and working of it. And we're here to be a part of this experience. It's ugly because A, some people may not be aware, or B, the outcome of what those unaware people that won't be prepared for that. It's
because they can't handle it.
Right. Right. And because we're empathetic beings, for sentient beings, we feel for them. We pick up the feeling that you don't even know what's happening.
Exactly. I feel your death.
Right.
I feel the death.
Right.
Stay with us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yeah, McAfee.
So McAfee's dead. So, I mean, I'm not an emotional guy on air. Unless I'm emotional. When I'm emotional, I'm emotional. I can feel the energy of humanity is at full power. And you can all feel it as well. It's a magic moment because a major assault is coming. What is that major assault, Maj Toure? And then I want to get Jeremy Brown's take on that as well, unless you disagree, that clearly a quickening is coming, a great moment is coming.
They're very, very afraid because their power is slipping. That speed pattern of we knew about this and we found out 7 years later, now we know about this, a few months later we can debunk these things. It's not the Tower of Babel anymore. They want us babbling, communicating around each other, over each other, babbling. Now we're actually having communication.
We're interfacing.
Right. So because of that, you know, they're wounded.
So that scares the aliens, the devils.
Absolutely. But it's scared in a good way. You're scared because we're winning. We are already winning. And how that transpires in whatever physical realm of them trying to apply.
So it's because we're interfacing, they're going to panic and launch a war.
Which actually may work out in our favor. Because all of the things that we've been saying for however long, now it's definite. Now this is what happened. This is what they did, and we have the information in the paper trail to show that. Now there's the skepticism that we may have, you know, been engaging
Now it's to a certain extent, it's like, nah, in the hood, we're not skeptical about this so-called vaccine. People are going like, nah, I read medical apartheid. I know what y'all doing. They're informed. And since they're informed, it's harder to trick them. So when
and they're so pissed that black folks aren't dumb.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's contrary to the entire narrative. It's contrary to the entire narrative. Because if I can get black people to do it, black people created hip hop and jazz in America in the middle of, you know, enslavement or negative conditions. So if black people can create this thing and make an impact on the world, right? Okay, we definitely.
We're trying to hijack black people.
We got to subdue those people first. So if we can subdue those people there, oh, we can roll the marketing out to the rest of the world. But if it's not working in your primary demographic, your target market, now you got a problem. Now you actually have to deal with humans as humans. They're afraid, and it's in a good way.
When your patsies go off the rail, you're in trouble.
Yes.
Right? And this is what your statement is wrong. The war has already started.
Mm.
Right? They're not starting a war. They're engaged in a war. We're just starting to fight back.
Mm.
And what they want is order out of chaos.
Mm.
See, they want the war to be blamed on me and Maj fighting each other.
Mm.
So they can say, oh, well, look at them two, that white supremacist and that poor black guy fighting each other. We've got the solution. See, they want the order out of chaos. They create the problem and then they offer the solution.
Mm.
But by exposing that actually they started the war.
Yeah.
Now we can all unite. And the best way to end a war is win decisively and quickly. And if we come together, that will happen. But if we continue to buy into their order out of chaos model.
We've got
to
figure out the scam. Do you not feel the energy in this room?
Yes, of course. Yes.
All bullshit aside.
Again, going back to that Joker.
I feel victory.
Absolutely. Literally, going back to that same reference, right? Heath Ledger's Joker put a bunch of so-called criminals on one boat and regular citizens on one boat. And told them, yeah, that side over there is going to blow you up. Told the other side, that side over there is going to blow you up. Right? God bless the dead. Tiny Zeus Lister was one of the characters. And he took the remote detonator from one of the citizens on one boat. And he just said, we're not going to do anything. And the Joker was maniacal because I wanted to scare you both into blowing each other up. I wanted to convince you to kill your fellow countrymen, your other patriots. And the people, and recognizing that and having a little bit of trust in the vast majority of humanity, having a little bit of trust for your fellow countrymen and countrywomen and saying, no, you're the enemy. You're the Joker.
So how do we do that? That obviously Joe Biden and his KKK group is the enemy. How do we do that?
You gotta want it.
Yes.
You gotta want it. You've got to want your liberty.
Yeah.
You've got to want your liberty. We were telling a story between break of my a class. It's like a Ranger School class behind me. A guy dies of hypothermia, and it was like 50 degrees. He gave up because nobody else died in that exact same conditions.
Mm.
They wanted to live. He
decided to be a victim.
Right. And he died.
Trying to control
him. Right. And, of course, they blame it on hypothermia. But, no, that isn't what killed him. His lack of
hope. It was a mental decision.
Right. A mental decision.
They've shown that. Like, if you decide you're sick, you die.
Right. And it's no different than those in the persecuted church that they say, get down on your knees and kiss our feet or bow down. And they don't do it. And what do? They kill them.
Right.
So what?
Right.
Kill me.
Right.
We have to stand up because, look. Humans, courage is contagious, but it also is suppressed if nobody steps up.
Oh, absolutely.
No one will quit until the first one does, and no one will fight until the first one does.
A depressed person or collective group of people is far easier to control.
Absolutely.
Far easier to control. You depress, you make that decision to give up.
Well, take they had Facebook Die was released 5 years ago where they said our goal is to make you alone and depressed.
Yeah.
So we control your whole, and we have bots that control you. Imagine being those people that would come up with something like that.
Because that's the only way they can defeat us. See, it's just like they think they can censor us in what's happening.
Right.
More people are learning the truth because of their censoring. You know what? If they didn't censor, no one would probably even be paying attention.
And let me just say, in the 4 months we got left, I'm so blessed by our listeners over the years supporting this that in this time and space in 2021, we're on air fighting them.
Mm.
They didn't expect this to happen.
If they censored Bigfoot,
yeah,
we would all be believing in Bigfoot right now.
Right.
See, their plan is backfiring. Their censoring is driving people to the truth, and they're finding the truth. Whether it's their neighbor
yeah.
that watches Bandot Video or reading the Gateway Pundit or any of the Revolver, they're finding the truth because it just doesn't make any sense if it's not true.
So what do we censoring it? What do we expect to see happen next? Because we can sit and say, oh, there's a great awakening. Things are great. But they got a lot of curveballs. What do you think is going to happen next?
I think one of the things that's going to happen next is we have curveballs. The curveball is in the fact that we are going, nah, that's not cool. 5 years ago, a high school dropout from urban America saying, hey, I'm going to go on Alex's show. Well, I'm going to be talking to a Green Beret, and we're going to be communicating about higher enlightenment. We're going to be communicating about unity. That would have been unheard of. The curveball is in the fact that we're collectively going to that Planck scale. Those groups of people are now bubbling up into consciousness. That's our curveball. I do believe that they're going to try something extreme to knock us off of our square. We have to stand on our square and maintain the position. We are winning. We are winning. Oh, I'll give you a more practical example. A lot of people say, oh, the gun rights, you're losing your gun rights to a certain extent. Over the last 20 years, we have had more licenses to carry, right? And violent crime across America has decreased.
And out of that has come all the other things of prepping and gardening,
right.
And we just get more powerful every day.
That's our
people control. Now get, we got to get ready.
Right.
We can't trust the system.
Right.
And it's that idea, once you turn it loose and make that rock star, not you're playing a rock star gathering, but you're building a farm, employing people, feeding people. That's the future.
Yeah, right. And we have to continue to maneuver on the enemy.
Mm.
Keep moving. Keep speaking out. And I talk to people all over, and they're like, man, I'm starting to do this. I say, you know, we have a saying in the military, always keep improving your fighting position.
Mm.
Every day that you have, make it better. Because the battle may never come, but when it does come, the condition of your fighting position at that time is what's going to keep you alive.
What about not getting the military to commit suicide because they feel worthless? We need all those people to enjoy themselves in the fight against tyranny, expend themselves on that, not blowing their head off.
Well, when we talk about this in the break, we could never have this deep of a conversation on an electronic device.
Mm.
That, right? So that's what we need to do. We need to reconnect with each other. We need to shake hands and hug and break bread. That's something that Brandon Gray said the other night. We stayed at his house. He's like, man, we're breaking bread. I hadn't heard that in forever.
Mm.
But see, that's what we used to do, right? The dinner table. Invite your neighbor over. Don't talk about politics. Talk about your garden.
And these are the things that if we watch the enemy, we can see that these are the things that they want to snatch away.
That's right.
Don't stand too close to each other. Don't destroy the human connection.
It's so obvious.
I'm going to do that.
It's coming together.
Right.
Act like a teenage girl and do opposite of what they tell
you to do. Right. And these are the things that the American spirit is doing. Like you said, we're seeing it. We're seeing massive amounts of people. Guys like Ian Smith at the gym.
Hold my hand. Let's hold
hands. Let's do it.
They don't want this right now. You see this new world order?
Right.
You failed right here.
Right.
Humanity 100%. Is together. We love Jesus. We love God. We're going to win. We're together.
That's right.
You see that, Satan? We are together right now. They cannot stand that image of human enlightenment, human connection. They hate it.
Alex, I think the health department's outside. They're violating COVID regulations.
Let them be. Let them be.
No, that's what it's all about. And they hate that.
Right.
Because now we're connected. Now we have the same destiny. Now we're going to the future together. And no matter, we're not physically connected. We're spiritually connected
right
now.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's what we need to do. We need to connect in the real world. See, I don't know if the viewers can see this, but Alex has had tears in his eyes for like the last hour. And you know, it's uncomfortable for me. I'm a man. I know when a man is crying that it's serious, right? Mm. And this is what's going on.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.